yeah, no, I hear you, Gary. And Gary, the coaches we're talking about are so sophisticated and so beautiful. They're just awesome on the road, and you know, I kind of drool on them every time I pass one by. So I hear you. I know the Germans made an axle that took a part of the final drive out to the individual wheels, and that dropped the pig in the middle like 6 or 8 inches. And you could actually take that same axle and turn it upside down, and that gave you huge ground clearance for off-road equipment. So actually, it was used in both applications, but I don't remember the name of that design. But anyhow, yeah, and I don't know that your bus has it or not, but I know the Germans made a big deal out of that when it first came out. Anyhow, good to talk to you, and sounds like you definitely do your share getting around. How many miles do you figure you've driven in your career?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I drive a minimum of, if I count my car, I drive a minimum of 3 miles a day. So it's somewhere between 300 and 450 miles a day, depending on my assignment. And you're bringing out that drop axle that 1967 Volkswagens had. I'm driving and talking to you. I can't think of it. But they had a drop axle, like you're talking about gear reduction. Gear reduction is what it was, the outer axle. And my, vehicle that I would like to have, the Mercedes-Benz, I think they call it Cube. That's probably $125,000 or $150,000. Or better yet, the six-wheel drive version, but they've got a version where they've got a gearbox at the wheels, give them more clearance. Incredible machine.